We're doing Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. We have only 5 minutes, and we're up to such an important Gemara. We're holding about 15 lines from the bottom. The first word on the line is L'seder, and we're beginning 3 words into the line, Itmar. And our Gemara is going to discuss Megillat Ta'anit, which was a work that was compiled during the period of the second Beit HaMikdash. During that period, they had many new reasons for celebration. And so every time they'd institute a reason for celebration, they'd write it down, and it ended up being a whole work called Megillat Ta'anit. Remember, the oral law was not written at the time. So all you had was the written law, plus Megillat Ta'anit. This recounting of which days they celebrated in honor of the miracles Hashem had done on their behalf. And then the question is, after the Beit HaMikdash is destroyed, so do we still observe the holidays that are there? So we know that we do not. Well, what about Hanukkah and Purim? They're also recorded there. They're also holidays that were instituted with the same validity during the period of the Second Temple. So the Gemara says, Rav Rabbi Chanina Amrei Batla Megillat Ta'anit. Rav Rabbi Chanina say that the whole Megillas Ta'anis, the periods that we celebrate during the Second Temple because of the miracles that happened then, well, now that the temple's destroyed, so all those days are irrelevant, and you could fast on any of those days, and you could eulogize on any of those days. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yoshua ben Lakish amrei, lo batla Megillat Ta'anit. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish say, no, it's still relevant, you shouldn't fast on those days. You shouldn't eulogize on those days. Rav Rabbi Chanina amrei batla Megillat Ta'anit, hachi kamar. Well, if Megillas Ta'anis is no longer relevant, so then what were they saying about those fasts? Remember earlier on the page we said that if things are peaceful, then you shouldn't fast. If things aren't peaceful, then you should fast on the fasts. Hachi kamar, bizman sheyesh shalom, yul sason u'simcha. In shalom tzom ve'anachna mikihani. So that they say what we said earlier in the page about Tisha B'av, Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, Tzom Gedalia, Asar B'Teves, those fasts that commemorate the stages of the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. So then when they asked the prophet, well, what should we do? And he said, well, now that there's a time of peace, so celebrate it. When there isn't, when things are bad, so then you should fast. So even though they had a status of mu'adim in the time of the temple, in shalom, if there is no peace, tzom, so then you should fast. Ve'hanachnami, so then these days of Megillat Ta'anit also, we say that just like those days were days of celebration, the Navi tells them in Zechariah, he says, now that you have a temple, why should you fast on Tisha B'Av and Shiva Asar B'Tammuz? Now you could celebrate, but once the temple's destroyed, fast. So you have days that became days of celebration, and then they became days of fast. By the same token, the days of Megillat Ta'anit, which were days of celebration over the miracles that saved them at the time, now that we have a destroyed temple, well, they become days of fast. So if you want to, you could fast on those days. You want this?
What about the issue we have between the first and the second temple?
They fasted.
After the reconstruction of the second temple.
So that was the question. That was what they asked the prophet. Should we or shouldn't we? En shalom tzom v'hanachna mikihani. So then the days of Megillat Ta'anit have the same status that now that there's no temple, you want to fast on them, you could fast. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi amrei, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, their logic goes as follows. They say, lo batlat Megillat Ta'anit, you may not fast on the days of celebration that are recorded in Megillas Ta'anis, han yudetelinu achmanu bebinyan bet hamikdash, because these were contingent on the building of the temple. Because why did we fast after the destruction of the first temple? Because the temple was destroyed. So we fast every time we hit a mark where they advance towards the destruction. They lay the siege, they breach the walls, the final destruction, finally the murder of Gedaliah ben Achikam. Every step of destruction we mourn. So then it's contingent on the destruction. You build the second temple, so then the prophet says, okay, celebrate. You have a building. What are you mourning for? Now that the temple's destroyed again, so then okay, so then they return to days of mourning. Aval hanach kidekai mikaimi. But these other days of celebration, they have nothing to do with the destroyed temple. They're a celebration over different victories that we had. So they remain constants.
Tish'abav, there is no victory at all.
Tish'abav? Right. We're saying the days of fasts, the reason that they were days of fasting for the destruction. Then when the temple was rebuilt, so we celebrated because the temple's rebuilt. Well, when the temple's destroyed, so then the fast comes back into play. The days of Megillat Tanit were days in which we celebrated different victories. So you celebrate the victory, very nice. But now that the temple's destroyed, that's not a reason that you should be able to fast on that day. We have to stop, I think. Okay, we'll pick up here, Bez Hashem.